好，弟兄姊妹，我们请翻到马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
我再念一次，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
弟兄姊妹，在马太，我们读马太福音的时候，我们心中要放一个意念。
Brothers and sisters, as we read the book of Matthew, we have to have this thought in us.
就是马太他心里面呢有一个负担，就是要神的儿女能够进天国，得着天国。
That in Matthew's heart, he has this burden that the children of God can enter into the kingdom of heaven, can gain the kingdom of heaven.
我在上一次哈，就是我提到是。一个主题是连于神的旨意。
Last time I shared with you to be joined with the eternal purpose of God.
要连于。
To be connected.
所以我听说后来有问说，后来有问说弟兄姊妹有听到什么。
And asking brothers, this is what you guys have heard.
好像有些人是答不出来。
And some couldn't answer.
我听到了之后心中有点伤心。
And I was a little sad when I heard that.
我伤心一下就还是要继续往前。
Well, after being sad, I have to go move forward.
我想一个原因是讲的人他的这个力量不够，生命不够。
And there's a limit to the strength and the power from the one who speaks.
然后另外是在听的人这方面的责任。
And also the responsibility of those who are listening.
可能我们跟神的旨意实在太 disconnected, 实在是太遥远了。
Maybe we are disconnected and too far from the will of God.
但是我想这是我们在这边聚集的心中一个非常重要的负担。
But this is a very heavy burden in our heart as we gather here together.
我们信主了，我们必须一同的往这个旨意来追求，来往前。
We have believed in the Lord, and so together we ought to pursue this will of God together.
否则，我们信主那个重要的意义呢，就失去了。
Otherwise, we lose that importance, that meaning of believing in God.
那我们的神也心中绝对不会满意。
And our Lord will not be satisfied.
然后我有一次要问。一个年长弟兄为什么不直接就进到永世？为什么中间还要有一个天国
？Once I asked brother before me, why not just go straight to eternity? Why do we have to go through the kingdom of heaven?
然后那时候年长弟兄没有太详细的解释，他只说这是一个进到永世里面一个很重要的一个过程。
Our brother did not explain to me in details, but said that this is a process that is very important as we enter into eternity.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们继续的愿意要追求神永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, if we still want to pursue the eternal purpose of God,
光是知道是不够的。
It is not enough just to know.
我们必须要有一个性格跟品质，叫我们能够承接这个旨意。
We have to have the character, the qualities in order to be able to inherit the purpose.
叫我们能够进入真的是能够实行这个旨意。
That we can enter into to work it out this purpose.
所以神就很巧妙地安排一个天国一个国度的事情。
So the Lord amazingly he has designed this kingdom of heaven.
他不仅是为着在神儿女中他要实行公义。
Not only to exercise justice among his children.
也就是说单纯寻求他爱他的呢在天国成为一个赏赐。
That to come to him with a pure heart, to pursue him with a pure heart, that to enter into the kingdom of heaven becomes a reward to them.
那他同时他也借着这个要能够进国度的这件事情呢，把人能够真的带到那个进入那个旨意的实际。
that to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven, using that to bring them in, to enter into his purpose.
所以我在年初的上半年的时候呢，讲过好几次这个马太福音第五章。
So in the beginning of this year, I've shared many things from Matthew chapter 5.
他这里面就讲到我们那个在马太的一个负担里面，你进天国必须要有这些品质。
That in Matthew's heart, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to have these qualities.
那这些品质呢，能够把我们带进到那个神永远旨意里面。
That these qualities can help us to bring us into the eternal purpose of God.
所以我曾经强调过哈，他这边讲了八次，至少八次有福了。
And I've emphasized before, at least they have, he has said eight times.At least a blessed.
所以当我年初读的时候，我觉得我有一个比较深的感觉。
When I read this in the beginning of the year, I have a very deep feeling in me.
我们都愿意追求福气。
We want to pursue blessings.
但是如果是神自己讲是有福的话
，When God Himself said that it is a blessing,
那是的确真的一定有福的。
Then indeed, truly, it is a blessing.
所以盼望这些的交通，让我们真的能够抓着。神要给我们那个真实的福气。
And I hope these sharings can help us to truly capture the blessing that God is going to give us.
当我年初在交通完那个哀痛的人之后
，When I shared about those who mourn，
我才开始想到哦，还有好多其他的这些品质。
Then I beginning to see that there are many other qualities here.
那我是否要继续交通这些方面呢
？Do I continue to share on these？
但是当我看见我还有三个还没讲。
There are still three that I haven't spoken on.
一个是连续人的。
One is those who are blessed are those who have merciful.
第七节。然后一个是第九节使人和睦的。
And those who are peacemakers.
第十节为义受逼迫的。
And those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
我记得那时候当我在寻求主的时候。
When I was seeking before the Lord.
我一看到这三个哈。
When I saw these three.
我就觉得我后面这些没办法讲。
I feel I couldn't.Speak on these.
特别是那个为义受逼迫的。
Especially the one that says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
所以我那时候其实并没有一个计划要每个都讲过。
So at that time, I did not have a plan to share all of these.
但是不管如何，到今天为止，我觉得好像主在给了我一点话语。
No matter what, today I feel that the Lord has given me more words.
我们来。交通连续人的人是有福的。
So we'll come and fellowship on this first blessed are the merciful.
这个连续哈，就是怜悯。
This merciful is being it's mercy.
对对，中文有点不同，但其实原本英文就是 merciful，mercy 是怜悯。
In Chinese is a little different, but in English it's just mercy.
我们常常祷告说啊，主啊，求你怜悯我啦。
We often pray that the Lord be merciful to us.
所以我们常常这样子挂在嘴上。
We often say it, you know, just say it.
但其实有时候一些圣经上的事情，我们仔细去想的时候，总会发现自己其实领会的或是经历的没有那么深刻。
In the Bible, a lot of things, you know, when we truly go read it, there are things that we haven't understood fully or experienced deeply.
或是说我们经历的其实没有我们想象的那么多。
What we have experienced, you know, it's actually not as what we have imagined that much.
比如说，你真的，我们真的觉得我是一个蒙了怜悯的人吗？真的吗
？Do we truly feel that we are one who have received mercy?
第二个
，Secondly,
我到底是不是一个能够怜悯人的人呢
？Am I one who can be merciful to others?
其实不见得。
Not really.
我这次在思想的时候，第一个哈，我们要来认识神，我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
We have to know that our God is one who is full of mercy.
我们神很奇妙，很多时候我其实想不太通。
Our God is amazing. Sometimes I can't comprehend.
我就想说，在创世以前
，So before the foundation of the world，
我们的神需要有怜悯吗
？Does he need mercy？
就说只有父子圣灵在那里。
Only Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
对，可以说神就是爱，他们彼此有一个爱的连结。
God is love. They are connected in love.
但是那时候又没有人犯罪，也没有一些这些污秽堕落的事情。
No one who sinned and do not have these unclean things.
所以神那时候到底有没有一种怜悯呢？
Does he have mercy?
所以 我只是自己猜想，我自己觉得有可能是后来当我们这些人犯罪堕落以后，
This is just my thought, as when we sin and we have fallen.
神对这种情况的一种反应呢，就是怜悯。
So his reaction, the response to what such a circumstance is being merciful.
我们看出埃及记三十四章第六节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
出埃及记三十四章第六节跟第七节。
Exodus 34, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7.
五到七。
Five to seven.
耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。”
Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
我早期在读出埃及记的时候，
In the beginning when I'm reading Exodus,
把这句话就特别给我一个很深刻的印象。
It left a deep impression in my heart.
所以我特别把它的那个英文翻译写在旁边。
So I wrote down the English translation on the side.
因为它这边有讲到怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒、慈爱、诚实等等。
Because it spoke about merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth.
好像耶和华在这边有一个重大的宣告，说他是怎么样一位神。
As if the Lord has proclaimed what kind of God he is.
第一个是就是有怜悯。
First, he is merciful.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情到底这个宣告是在什么背景之下有这样宣告呢？
Under what circumstances and background was this proclamation?
这个宣告是在以色列人制作了金牛犊之后发生的事情。
This was after the Israelites made the golden calf.
当神颁布了律法，结果他们马上拜偶像，就破坏了律法。
After the law is handed down, and then they made this golden calf.
他们犯了大罪了。
They have committed a great sin.
甚至神有一个假设的想法，是不是要把整个以色列族把它整个除掉
？And the Lord was wondering if he should.Get rid of the entire Israelites.
但摩西是照着神的心意去祈求。
But Moses came before the Lord according to his will.
然后这个事情过去之后呢，有谁要站在耶和华这边呢？
So after this thing, the Lord is asking who is on the Lord's side.
只有利未人。
Only the Levites.
所以整件事情其实是非常伤神的心的。
So the entire matter really hurt the Lord's heart.
但当整件事情过去之后，
But after this thing passed,
我们的主再次向人有一个很，我们可以想想为什么他要讲两次耶和华耶和华。
We can think about why he said the Lord God.
但是重点是说，他在这边有一个很从心里面深处的宣告，我是耶和华神，是一个有怜悯、有恩典的神。
From his heart, the Lord proclaimed that he is one who is merciful and gracious.
然后，我们也记得在有一个在主耶稣在地上的时候，有一件事情叫五饼二鱼。
And remember when the Lord was on the earth, there was the two fish and five loaves.
所以那一次哈，一大批的人要跟着主。跑到旷野去。
So the people came to the Lord Jesus and they came to the wilderness.
圣经就记载说，那个我们的主呢，看他们心中就怜悯他们。
And the Bible recorded that when the Lord saw them, he has compassion towards them.
然后有些地方也记载说，他看到人的时候就觉得他们非常像是困苦流离、没有牧人的羊一样。
That when he saw them, it's like they are sheep without a shepherd. They are weary.
弟兄姊妹，这一批 吃饼得饱的人。
These people who receive bread and they are full.
其实有很多人其实根本搞不清楚主在干什么。
Many of them do not know what the Lord is doing.
他们吃饼得饱之后呢，跑去有的就跑去找主。
They went. Some went to the Lord after they have been filled.
那主跟他们说，我实实在在告诉你们，其实你们来呢。不是为着来寻求神的。
And he told them, you know, truly, truly, you're not here to seek God.
只是你们以为呢，跟着我呢，就可以，反正就可以吃饱。
You think that, you know, when you follow me, you can be filled.
就是这批人。
It's just these multitudes.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主对着这些所有的人呢，他心中是有一个怜悯的心肠。
He was merciful towards these people.
我们看一下那个路加福音第一章。七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78。
路加福音第一章七十八跟七十到七十九节。
Luke chapter 1 verses 78-79。
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死硬里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
我不晓得为什么中文要用那个心肠啊，就是那个肠子。
Yeah. I wonder why in the Chinese translation it has to use the intestines.
Intestine, 对，其实这次的原文也是内脏的意思。
And in the original text, it is talking about the intestine.
而且特别就是指肠子。
Especially, the internal organs, especially specifically stating the intestine.
对，所以这个他在描述我们神的那个心肠的时候，它是一个怜悯的心肠，是从那个心好像人的一个深处发出来的一个感觉。
So when he was describing the tender mercy of our God, it's describing it, you know, from the depth of his being.
然后我们整个人是在黑暗中住在死荫里面。
That we sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
但这个怜悯呢，好像一个清晨的日光，好像就沐浴在我们这些坐在黑暗当中的人。
And as if this tender mercy is just like the day spring and bathe us toward those who are sitting in darkness.
我们再来看那个以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians 2
那个第一节跟第一节到第三节好来描他在描述我们这些人原本的情况
Verses 1 to 3 it describes our where we were our whole circumstance
他讲到说我们是在那个撒旦邪灵仇敌的掌管的底下。
We are under control of Satan and the evil spirit.
然后我们是放纵肉体私欲的人。
And we conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
然后我们是可怒之子。
And we are children of wrath.
然后第四节我开始念到第七节。
And I'll read from verses 4 through 7.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显给后来的世代看。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses,made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果你 我上次有提过，在神永远旨意里面，我用了以弗所书的第一章跟第三章的一些的经文。
Previously, when talking about the eternal purpose of God, I used the verses from Ephesians chapter 1 and 3.
好，第一章是着重在基督。
For the chapter 1 emphasized on Christ.
第三章着重在教会。
And chapter 3 emphasized on the church.
所以我上次有提到说，当保罗在罗马被监禁、软禁的时候。
I mentioned that when Paul was being imprisoned in Rome.
然后好像在他人生的道路上面，他略略的，稍微放慢一下他服事的脚步。
So as if he slowed down his footsteps of service.
或者说他 physically 能够比较休息一下。
He was physically he could have a little rest.
所以神就趁着这个机会呢，把历世历代隐藏在神心中的那个奥秘呢，跟他交通。
So the Lord fellowship with him the mystery from generations to generations and share with Paul.
所以我们试着去想象，就是说神在那个机会里面呢，他找到一个可以跟他可以听他讲话的人。
So we can try to understand that during that time the Lord found someone whom he can share.
不仅可以听他讲话，而且能够明白。神里面那个最深刻最想要的那个意思
not only to hear God speak but also to know the what he wants that will in his heart
所以保罗就写了以弗所书
so Paul wrote Ephesians
讲到了基督讲到了教会
spoke about Christ and the church
然后同时之间当我们在读第二章的时候
at the same time when we read chapter 2
我们就有个感觉保罗在这边当这个第一章基督要转换到第三章的教会的时候
So from chapter 1 from speaking about Christ to go towards the church
然后他就主就把那个神的那个救赎里面那个神怎么救人的一个情况怎么建立人的情况把它放在第二章里
And the Lord put the redemption how he built up man in chapter 2
你会发现、哦、当人在死在 罪犯过犯罪恶当中的时候
So when we are dying in our sin and iniquities
然后神就开始有一个反应是那个叫他把它称叫做丰富的怜悯
And the Lord say that this is his rich in mercy
对也就是说好像整个神的那个救赎呢一个出发点是从那个怜悯开始的
That redemption is out of mercy.
所以这个怜悯，它意思是说，我们这个人哈，已经堕落败坏到一个可能很难救的地步。
So when speaking of mercy, is to point out that man has fallen to the extent it's hopeless.
抵挡神，在神的怒气震怒的底下。
To be against God and in His wrath.
本来应该是这样一个情况
We should be in that kind of situation.
但是当神对罪人的有一个反应呢你会发现有一个丰富的怜悯从神的心中这个发出来
But the Lord towards sinners he has this mercy
然后这个怜悯就带进神的爱并且带进神的恩典
And his mercy it brings out love and grace
然后他这边又形容说这是一个极丰富的恩典第七节
And also here in verse 7 it says it's exceeding riches
所以怜悯听起来就像是说他感觉我们在一个悲哀的情况
So when it speaks of mercy he knows that we are mourning
他知道我们的这个一个苦情他知道我们在一个捆绑的底下所以他有这个怜悯
He knows we are in sorrows and we are in bondage and so he has this mercy towards us
然后接下来呢他就预备了极丰富的恩典
So after that he prepared for us exceeding riches of grace
对不仅把我们从那个情况拉出来
Not only he lifts us up from that situation
而且把那个复活把很多的那个属灵的福气呢带着恩典用恩典的方式
And through grace, he gives us not only resurrection, but also his abundant blessings.
所以似乎保罗在那个监狱的里面
So as Paul in his prison,
不仅他领受了神那个永远的旨意
Not only he received from God the eternal purpose of God,
然后他也感觉到哇，神真是一个带着丰富的怜悯，带着丰富恩典的神。
But also he sees that God is full of mercy and grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一个我们看见神实在是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
Brothers and sisters, first we see that he is full of mercy.
然后接下来呢，我们需要认识我们自己这个人呢，是蒙了怜悯的人。
And after that we have to understand that we are ones who have received mercy.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章第三节。
First Peter. chapter 1, verse
3. 等一下。大怜悯在哪里呢？哦，彼得，彼得前书，对，我翻到彼得后书了，对不起。彼得前书第一章第三节，对。
First Peter chapter one verse three。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的。叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们的彼得除了用一个特殊的词叫做宝血。
Peter has used the word precious blood.
他这边用一个词叫做大怜悯，就是大量的怜悯。
Here he used the phrase abundant mercy.
就是那种large amount, 就是大量的怜悯。
It's a large amount of mercy.
所以神照着他的一个大的怜悯呢，叫我们能够从死里复活重生。
So according to his abundant mercy that we are able to have this resurrection, this being born again.
这是彼得的领受。
So this is what Peter has received from the Lord.
我们再看提摩太前书第一章第二第一章第十三节。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章的十三到十六
verses 13-16.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life.
所以弟兄姊妹，属灵的是有一个原则。
So brothers and sisters, spiritual matters have a principle.
如果我不觉得我是一个蒙怜悯的人的话。我没有办法做一个连续人的人。
If I'm not able to feel that I am indeed one who has received mercy, then I'm not able to be one who's merciful unto others.
其实同样的道理，如果一个人没有学过顺服权柄的话，他是没有办法做权柄。
And the same, if one has not learned to submit to authority, then he cannot be the authority.
彼得前书跟提摩太前书其实都是彼得跟保罗。在他们晚期的服事时候写的。
So, First Peter and First Timothy are both written during the late, at the very end of their Paul's and Peter's life.
没有错，彼得曾经三次不认主。
Indeed, Peter has denied the Lord three times.
主知道他的软弱，所以把他挽回了过来。
The Lord knows his weakness and recovered him.
然后保罗甚至是曾经。逼迫杀害基督徒的一个人。
And Paul was one who has persecuted Christians.
然后主也把他拯救出来。
And the Lord also saved him.
但是当他们还是在比较已经可能年纪已经到了比较晚期的时候，晚年的时候。
At the end of their life,
他们永远都记得他们是蒙了主。大怜悯的人。
They always remember that they have received abundant mercy.
对保罗来讲， 他一直觉得他是个罪魁，罪魁，罪人中的罪魁。
To Paul, he always feel that he is the chief of all sinners.
但是没有停留在这边，他说，就算我是罪魁，但是我是一个蒙了怜悯的罪魁。
But he did not stop that. He said that even though he is chief among sinners, but he has obtained mercy.
所以弟兄们，当他们不仅在他们信主初期的时候蒙了主的怜悯。
So not only did our brothers receive mercy when they have first come to the Lord,
在他们往后一生跟随主的路途上面
and along the way and their entire lives as they follow the Lord,
他们不断地在那里经历主的怜悯
they continually experience the mercy of the Lord.
一直到路中我们都仍然要、要欢喜地说我是个蒙了怜悯的罪人
And until the end of our walk, we still have to say that we say joyfully that we have received abundant mercy.
弟兄姊妹我们要有一个认识、啊、
Brothers and sisters, we have to have this understanding.
神如果不救我这个人的话他对我没有任何亏欠
If the Lord do not save as the sinner, then he doesn't owe us anything.
因为我们这个人本来就应该被击杀下到火湖里面去。
Because we ought to, you know, we ought to die.
然后，但是神说，我要怜悯谁，我就怜悯谁。
The Lord said, I'll show mercy to those I want to show mercy to.
弟兄姊妹，有一个怜悯，像一个清晨的日光，临到你的身上，临到我的身上。
Brothers and sisters, this mercy like a day spring comes upon you and me.
我们算什么呢？我们既然被主来拣选
that he would choose us
我想常见弟兄那个比喻我讲了好多次但是我还是觉得非常的好
and Brother Chan's example and I've mentioned it many times so I feel this is a very good example
那单单是一个真实的事情
it is a true story
也就是说一个西国的姊妹她到了中国想要去传福音
a sister from the west went to China to preach the gospel
对年轻的姊妹找到了一个租的地方可以住下来。
So she found a place that she can rest and she stayed there.
然后她整个目的就开始、寻求主整个目的就是为着看能不能在中国人当中能够传福音。
So her purpose was to seek the Lord whether or not she can preach the gospel among the Chinese.
对没有想到有一天一大清晨的时候有人来敲门。
Unexpectedly at dawn, somebody knocked on the door.、
敲门的时候她去开门哎没人。
So she went to answer the door and there wasn't anybody around.
但是地上有一个弃婴。
But on the ground there was an abandoned baby.
弃婴一看的时候、啊、一个残缺的。
But this, the baby was being abandoned, was one who was disabled.
她关上门她回到屋里面去祷告。
So she shut the door and she went inside and started to pray.
我到底 要抱起这个婴孩呢还是就不管他了呢
Should I, you know, carry, you know, take in the baby or just let her alone?
他跟主说，我来到中国呢，是为着传福音的，不是来养小孩的。
So she told the Lord, I came to China to preach the gospel, not to rear kids.
如果今天我把这个孩子抱起来的话呢，我就要负他一生的责任。
If I lift this baby up, then I have to be responsible for her entire life.
我如果不抱她的话，我其实对她没有任何亏欠。
If I do not lift her up, I do not owe her anything.
啊，结果她跟她一些的挣扎之后呢，她决定把这个婴孩抱起来。
So after much struggle, she lifted the baby up.
啊，没有想到，有一就有二，有二就有三。
You know, unexpectedly, you know, you have one, and then you have two, and you have two, then that goes, and another.The third one came.
那就周围的人哇，听说这边有一个传教士很有爱心，那个对，有个传教士很有爱心。
So you know they have heard you know there's a missionary who's full of you know love.
唐氏症的残缺的舍不得丢掉，对自己又不想养。
Those with Down syndrome and you know they couldn't bear to part with you know that couldn't bear to just throw the baby away.
就放到那个。他们觉得有爱心的那个姊妹的门口。
So they brought to the door of the sister who was being very kind.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事好，跟我们信主的情况是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, this story is very similar to how we come to the Lord.
为什么福音书里面要写这么多的瘸腿的、瞎眼的、这个大麻风的呢？
Why does the Bible, you know, in the Gospels mention so much about those who are lame, those who are leprosy, those who are blind?
他讲的就是我们这些人都是一批残疾的人。
And it spoke of that we are all disabled.
有一天呢，我们的主决定把我们抱起来。
For one day, our Lord decided to lift us up.
然后负我们一生的责任。
To be responsible for our entire life.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后要有这样的认识。
Brothers and sisters, after we come to the Lord, we have to have such an understanding.
我们信主不是说我给主面子。
When we believe the Lord, it's not that I give the Lord face.
或是说我信主好像，哎呀，我接受了这个圣经的说法。
Or I believe the Lord, I accepted what the Bible says.
不是这样子的。
No.
我们是蒙了很大的怜悯的。
We have obtained abundant mercy.
如果我们没有这种认识的话，
If we do not have this understanding,
基督徒的路肯定走不好。
We cannot walk this Christian way.
你更不用讲到说一个人要把他自己奉献给主。
You can't even go to say that a person to consecrate himself to the Lord.
因为为什么呢？弟兄们，我以神的慈悲，就是怜悯，我以神的怜悯劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
Because when Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
一个人能够把自己归给主，是因为他认识他是一个蒙怜悯的人。
For a person to give himself to the Lord because he has the understanding that he has received much mercy.
你不觉得自己蒙了大怜悯的话，你根本不会想要交出去的，有什么好交
if you do not feel that you have a...receive abundant mercy, then you would not think of giving yourself to the Lord.
除非我知道我是一个残疾的，主怜悯我，把我捡起来。
Unless I see that I know that I am one who's disabled and the Lord picked me up.
我怎么可能不奉献呢？
How could I not consecrate myself?
如果没有主的怜悯的话，我不知道死在哪里去了。
Without His mercy, I don't know where I would have been.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这样的一个认识。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have this
understanding. 而且越过感觉越深刻。
And as we go on, it has to be even deeper.
所以当我们慢慢，真的体会主是我是蒙怜悯的人。
And as we gradually we can feel that we are one to receive mercy.
然后我们就可以去思想，我愿意在主面前追求做个连续人的人。
Then I can come and ponder before the Lord. I will pursue to be one who is merciful.
弟兄姊妹，有一个恩赐哈，就是。是怜悯的。
Brothers and sisters, there is this gift. It is that one who shows mercy.
在罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章，在这个奉献过之后。
Romans chapter 12 after consecration.
然后呢，他就在这个。五节到八节之后呢，就开始讲到基督徒的生活。
After verses 5-8, it speaks about the live Christian living.
啊，当然一开头的时候，他讲到在教会里面的一些的服事。
And in the beginning, it spoke about the service in the church.
我只挑一节来读第八节。
I'll just pick one verse 8.
啊，对。或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
所以这边是一些属灵的恩赐。
These are some spiritual gifts.
哎，有人比较能够施舍，要给出去。那给出去的话，就需要诚实。诚实其实原文是。单一就是 simplicity 的意思。
So, he will give in simplicity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果要给的话，比如说有奉献，或是一些你把你的车子给人搬家和等等，这些你的动机一定要单纯。
So, brothers and sisters, whether an offering or you know you offer your cards for moving, it has the intent has to be pure.
对，单纯的意思是说。有一个情况就是你不要求回报。
Being pure is that you do not ask for people to return to you.
所以我们给出去呢，或是给一些的奉献款呢， 其实永远都是向着神给的。
So whatever you give, even in monetary matters, it's all toward the Lord.
啊，是为着主的。
It's for the Lord.
对，有的时候我们的确有的弟兄姊妹有一点缺乏。
Indeed, sometimes brothers and sisters have some lack.
我们在主的感动底下呢，可以给他一些的，也许金钱上的帮助。
And if the Lord so put in our heart, we can give to our brothers and sisters.
那大部分可能是没有具名的，就匿名的。
It's anonymous.
但是你动机要单纯啊。
But your intent has to be pure.
你不可以说我给了之后，哎呀，那个弟兄姊妹。怎么这最近没有对我比较好一点
？You cannot say, "Oh, I give," and then this brother or sister, you know, is not nice to me.
那这样就不单纯了。
And that is not being pure.
然后治理的要殷勤。
And those who lead with diligence.
以前我们有的时候觉得要一个人有治理的恩赐是什么样呢
？So when in the past we knew that those who have a gift to lead.
他可以分配工作。
And can delegate.
然后把这些工作都分得好好的给大家去做，这叫会治理。
If you know how to lead, you know you delegate every all their responsibilities.
他这边不是这个意思的，他要殷勤的。
It doesn't mean that way. It says you have to do it with diligence.
你不是动口不动手。
You cannot just say, you use a mouth and say it and not do it yourself.
我们要殷勤自己亲手能够做主的工。
You have to be diligent and do the work of the Lord.
但我这边重点是怜悯人的就当甘心。
But here emphasize for those who show mercy with cheerfulness.
OK, cheerfulness, 要甘心而且要乐意。
To do it willingly and also be cheerful about it.
弟兄姊妹我们许多的我们先不谈不信主的人我们光看弟兄姊妹。
We're not going to speak about unbelievers, but we'll look at brothers and sisters.
我们很多人都有他的需要。
Brothers and sisters all have needs.
有时候我们身体有病痛。
And sometimes we have ailments in our body.
有时候我们在一些事情上面，金钱上面有缺乏。
And sometimes we have lack in monetary things.
或是我们心里面感觉低沉受压。
Or in our being we feel oppressed and down.
或是我们经过了一些的艰难。
Or we went through some difficulties.
家庭的难处，可能工作上有难处。
Difficulties in the family and the workplace.
很多人都有。某种程度的需要。
And everyone has, you know, to a certain extent, degree of need.
所以这个时候呢，我们需要有连续人的人能够来体恤这些的情况。
And at this time, then we need those who are merciful, who can show mercy.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们自己的事情都顾不来了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you can't even manage your own things.
为什么要 cheerful 呢？要甘心乐意。
Why does it say you have to do it with cheerfulness?
对，有时候你自己的事情都顾不来，那但是你又想要连续人。
Sometimes you can't even manage your own things, and yet you want to show others mercy.
那就带着苦瓜脸去。
Then you go with a bitter face.
那我来连续你。
Oh, I'm here to show you mercy. I'm here to show you mercy.
你不是直接讲啊，但是你是来帮助人，但是你就苦瓜脸。
You wouldn't say it outright, but you know you're being helpful, but yet you know you have that kind of.
那可能还不如不去。
Then you might as well not go.
所以有的时候，我们真的承认我们心中没有那个连续。
I have to admit that in our hearts we do not have that mercy.
有的时候，我们跟弟兄姊妹在当场交通的时候，或是带导的时候，哇，心中觉得好连续。
Sometimes when you know.When before brothers and sisters, or we pray for them, you know, we feel that we have mercy in our hearts.
那回家就通通忘光了。
And then when we go home, then we forget everything.
啊，这种情况太多了。
It's too many such circumstances.
所以连续人的不容易的。
So it is not easy to be merciful.
除非你不想着自己，你才有办法连续人。
Unless you do not think about yourself.
那个马太福音的应许是什么呢？
What is the promise in Matthew?
他是这样说哈，凡你连续人的人呢，必蒙连续，有没有
？It's if you show others mercy, then you shall obtain mercy.
他的意思就是说，你先去连续人呢，后面呢，神会连续你。
first, you have to be merciful to others, then God will be merciful to you.
如果我们这个心里面老是想着我这个人要被蒙连续，
if you, in your heart you keep thinking I have to be the one who is being shown mercy,
我们完全没有办法成为一个连续人的人。
Then we are unable to be one who's merciful unto others.
以前我偶尔有一些机会读到一些前面年长弟兄们他们传福音的信息。
In the past, I've read about these messages of messages of the gospel by brothers before us.
对，比如说江弟兄啊，以前他传福音的时候，不少有人把笔录记录下来。
When he was preaching the gospel, they had transcription.
有一次我读到尼托森弟兄传福音信息的记录。
And one time I read the transcription of the of Brother Nee's when he was sharing gospel.
那天我就有一个蛮深刻的感觉。
I have a very deep sense.
我心里想说，尼托森弟兄对圣经非常非常熟悉。
I view that Brother Nee is very familiar with the Bible.
讲了很多很深入的道给弟兄姊妹听。
He has spoken very deep messages to brothers and sisters.
但是当我在读他那个传福音的信息的时候
，When I was reading the message of the gospel,
我可以确定福音朋友完全听得懂的。
I can be so sure that the gospel friends can understand.
对，他没有用很多很高深的属灵名词，完全没有。
He didn't use all those words, you know, of spiritual terms.
或是用很多圣经的背景。
Or a lot of biblical background.
因为通常福音朋友这些东西完全是没有的。
Because these friends, they don't have that.
然后他所讲出来的信息呢？这些没有圣经、没有任何圣经背景的人是可以听得懂的。
So the message that he was given, you know, if one doesn't have the background of the knowledge of the Bible, he can understand.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个背后表示这个人呢是一个连续人的人。
So behind this, we see that this person is one who is merciful to others.
所以为什么呢
？Why？
他好像是能够把自己放在一个朋友的一个地位跟情况。
So he put himself in that position and situation of the friend.
然后照着他们需要，照着他们能够理解的。
According to their needs and according to how they are able to understand.
要用非常平凡的话语呢，把福音的信息传递出去。
And simple words to deliver the message of the gospel.
所以那次我读的时候，我心中就有这种感觉。
So that was how I felt when I read that.
然后呢，我们必须要有生命的经历，才能够连续人，而且帮助人。
Another thing is we have to experience this in life in order to be able to be merciful to others and to help others.
我们看一下那个出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记的二十五章十六跟十七节。
Exodus chapter 25 verses 16 and 17.
必将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里，要用金金做施恩座，长二轴半，宽一轴半。
And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I will give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and a cubit and a half its width.
然后二十二节，我要在那里与你相会，要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Verse 22, and there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
所以在那个至圣所里面呢，有一个有约柜。
So in the Holy of Holies, there is the ark.
约柜上面有两个天使基路伯。
And above the ark, there are two cherubim.
然后基路伯两个基路伯中间呢，有一个座位。
And between the two cherubim, there is a seat.
英文的翻译或者说我们一般的翻译是把它翻成施恩座，或是说施怜悯的座。
So in English, or what we usually say is the mercy seat.
就 mercy seat 对，是施怜悯的。我们再翻到希伯来书
，Hebrews
第四章
，Chapter 4。
希伯来书第四章的十四到十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 through 16.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
那个施恩座哈 ,mercy seat.
The mercy seat.
在希伯来书的另外一个地方第九章有提到。
In Hebrews chapter 9, it also mentions.
等等，我不念了。
I won't read there.
但是在这个第五章这边呢，他把这个 mercy seat 也称为，你是不是 throne of grace 对吧？也称为一个施恩座，施恩宝座。
The mercy seat is also here translated as the throne of grace.
我相信这个他可能，我相信希伯来书的作者呢，就是把这个 mercy seat 跟这个施恩宝座其实是放在一起来看。
For the author of the Hebrews, he put the mercy seat and throne of God on throne of grace together.
所以在旧约里面呢，的确在至圣所里面有一个施恩座。
Indeed, in the Old Testament, in the Holy of Holies, there is this mercy seat.
然后到了新约的时候呢，我们看到希伯来的作者去解释那个施恩座的那个意义。
So in the New Testament, the author of Hebrews explained the meaning of this mercy seat.
然后不仅如此呢，他把旧约的那个施恩座的意义，联系到我们这些人的身上，叫我们能够是真的来到施恩座前的。
He connected the meaning of the mercy seat to us so that we can really come to the mercy seat.
也就是说，我们今天这些信主的人呢。
In other words, that we will believe in the Lord.
其实是只要来到主的面前，我们应该常常感觉我们是来到施恩的宝座前。
So long as we come before the Lord, we are coming to the throne of grace.
在那里呢，是我们的主，是我们的大祭司。
There is our Lord and our High Priest.
然后你可以带着你所有的软弱呢，来到这个施恩宝座前。
You can bring all your weaknesses before the throne of grace.
为什么我们的主有资格坐在这个宝座上
？Why our Lord can sit on this throne of grace？
到底谁有资格可以坐呢
？Who qualifies is qualified to sit on there？
谁有资格可以施怜悯、施恩典
？Who is qualified to be able to show mercy and grace？
一个原因呢，是因为我们的主凡事受过试探。
One reason is because。He has already been tempted on all points.
也就是说，他自己呢，先经历过了这些事情，所以他有资格可以施怜悯。
Because he has went through all these things, so he is qualified to show us mercy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很多的经历哈
，Brothers and sisters, a lot of our experiences
都不是白费的。
It's not wasted.
你会发现这些经历能够叫我们成为一个。连续人的人
You realize that these experiences help us to be one who is merciful.
但是有个条件
But there is a requirement.
因为我们的主受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
Our Lord has been often tempted, but without sin.
换句话说，对我们来讲，我们碰到一个事情呢，你必须要胜过他，有这个胜过的经历。
So when we coming to something, we have to have the experience of overcoming it.
对，有一天，也许有一个今天，也许有个姊妹，她就突然碰到一个很坏的老板。
Maybe a sister met a boss who's not good.
她到处找人要连续。
So she's trying to look for people to be merciful to her.
就要有人体会她体恤她的情况。
Someone has to understand her situation and be merciful.
像我就没办法。
I can't do that.
因为我老板都挺不错的。
I have very nice boss.
除非有一个弟兄或姊妹呢，他曾经经历过那个坏老板。
Unless a brother or sister has experienced being under a boss is not good.
你光经历过坏老板是不够的。
It's not enough for you to just experience a bad boss.
可能你从头到尾全部都在抱怨。
Maybe you're murmuring through the whole situation.
所以那个心 拿到坏老板的人弟兄或姊妹来到这个人的面前，大家就变成抱怨大会。
So if this other brother or sister who experienced that, you know, such a situation comes to you, then you guys will start complaining.
对，所以除非我们在这个坏老板的情形底下，曾经被主释放过。
So unless we have been set free under such a bad boss before,
我们心被改变过。
Then our hearts have been changed.
然后我们经历过一个情况，以前我非常讨厌他。
And we have experienced in the past, you know, I really don't like this boss.
但是我现在去上班的时候，我能够非常喜乐的面对我的老板。
And now I can come to work and, you know, face my boss with a joyful heart.
对他没有疙瘩。
I do not have anything in between my boss and me.
然后甘心乐意的为他干活。
I willingly, you know, do my work for him.
这样子才能够成为一个连续人的人。
Then this person can be one who is merciful to others.
然后当有其他的人有这种类似情况来找你的时候，
so someone with the same situation to come and find you，
你才有资格，也不是资格，你才有办法让这个连续能够帮助到这个人来到主的面前。
Then you are able with mercy to help this person to bring the person before the Lord。
有一次有个机会，我去跟一个朋友的妈妈谈福音。
And one time I had the opportunity to share gospel with the mother of a friend.
对对，然后哇，谈了好多的时候，我讲到一些人生的难处、人生的情况。
I spoke a lot about, you know, the difficulties in life, all these things.
哇，讲到后来，我觉得他都快把我当知己了，你知道吗？
To the point, you know, it's like, you know, I'm the confidence.
哇，你太了解我了，真是感同身受，
oh,
真是我真是太。遇到知音了，真的。
Oh, you know me so well. You know, I met somebody who understand me.
啊，到最后，到后来，我说，那你要信主吗
？So in the end, I asked her, "Do you want to believe in the Lord?"
啊，那还是再看看吧。
And she said, "Well, we'll see."
所以这种连续是没用的。
Such mercy is useless.
让她当时感觉很舒服，但是没有把她带到主的面前。
She was comfortable at that time, but I didn't bring her to the Lord.
所以我很需要多学习。
So I need to learn.
然后同样的道理，我们看到哥林多后书第一章。
The same thing, Corinthians chapter first.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter one.
哥林多后书第一章的三到六节。
Verses three through six.
哥林多后书第一章三到六节。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verses three through six.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。就是发慈悲的父赐各样安慰的神，我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰得拯救，我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer.Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
所以这是延续我刚刚讲的意思。
This is a continued meaning of what I was trying to say.
所以保罗在这边写说，我在这里受了很多的苦楚。
So Paul is saying that he has gone through much sufferings.
然后，但是我也从神那边得到安慰。
And he also has received consolation from God.
他发现整件事情不是只停留在这个地步。
He realized that the entire matter did not just rest right there.
他发现他的经历呢，能够带进安慰给同样在受苦难的这些弟兄们。
That his experiences can bring in consolation and comfort to those who are also suffering and afflicted.
不仅是安慰，还能够叫这些人能够忍受。能够度过他们现在所经历的情况。
Not only able to be comforted, but they can also go through what they are going through.
所以，我想到一个弟兄姊妹，我们连续人呢，绝对没有可怜人的味道。
Brothers and sisters, when we show others mercy, it's not to show them pity.
有时候可怜就是说，哎呀，你这个老板很坏啊，好 好惨啊，好可怜这样。
When we see, oh, you know, you have a bad boss, you know, you're so pitiful.
但如果你自己真实的经历过这个情况的话
，But if you truly you have also experienced this,
那可怜的味道就没了。
And you do not have that pitifulness.
因为我自己是真的有同样的感觉，我真的是。也经历过同样的事情。
Because I've experienced the same, I have felt the same before.
能够安慰人。
Then I can comfort others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每个人会有不同的需要。
Brothers and sisters, we all have different needs.
那个早期的时候，有时候要陪着去逛街。
In the very beginning, I would have to accompany
shopping
trips. Window shopping trips.
我其实只要进那个 shopping mall 呢，不管我原来身体多好，但是我一进去就觉得头昏眼花。
No matter if I was well at that time, but whenever I enter into the mall, you know, I get a little dizzy.
双脚无力。
I'm weak in my legs.
走半圈就要坐下来休息。
I have to rest after you know making half you know the trip.
不过我后来发现啊，有的姊妹需要走一走。
Afterwards, I realized some sisters need to you know go walk around.
以前的事情啊，都以前的事情。
That's in the past.
对，有的时候，弟兄也一样，弟兄可能有他每个人可能有他的需要。
And brothers too, you know, everyone has their own needs.
所以如果我们是一个能够连续人的话
If we are one who is merciful
我们可能能够比较设身在别人的情况去想去体会
So we can put ourselves in their shoes and you know to think about it
弟兄姊妹这个然后这个要一直学
Brothers and sisters we have to continue to learn
连续人有时候我们觉得连续人常是好像年长的连续年幼的
Sometimes they feel that to be merciful is like, you know, the elder ones who are the younger ones.
没有没有，我们任何人都有可能需要连续的时候。
It is not the case because we all have times where we need to, you know, to receive mercy.
年长的也需要连续的。
The elder ones also need mercy.
我前一阵子跟一个全时间的某个地方全时间同工有讲过话。
I have spoken some words together with another worker from a different meeting.
对，他说我记得不是很确定，但大致上是说，他说过去两年还三年呢，他办了大概二十几次的安息聚会。
Over 2 years, he has held about 20 some.Memorial funerals.
对，你们如果听不懂的话，就是就有人老了死了，死了之后，就是有个安息聚会。
So they have a meeting when somebody passed away.
可能聚会的人真的很多，然后也有很多年长的，所以在那段时间里面，很多人就去见主。
Maybe it's a bigger meeting and they have more elderly ones there. So during that 2 years, many went to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹很累的。
Brothers and sisters, it's very tiring.
没几个礼拜就办一个安息聚会，就还有其他事情要做的。
You have a meeting every few weeks, and you have other things that you have to do.
对，有时候这些传道人或是比较真的摆上的弟兄姊妹，真的有点像做牛做马。
Sometimes these ministers and the brothers have put in a lot of time. They you know they just
英文是用 dog 吗？我不晓得。反正做像牛像马就是。
They're like the ox, you know, and the horse. They do a lot of work.
这不是我发明的 ，OK。保罗也这么感觉。
And Paul felt the same.
保罗在那个我不念了哈，在哥林多前书第九章，他说我们在这边服侍主，服侍弟兄姊妹。
Paul said that you know we here we are serving the Lord and serving brothers and sisters.
好像牛在这个打谷场上那个。踹谷
It's like the oxen was treading out the grain.
他们在踹谷的时候呢，你不要把他嘴把他封住。
When he's treading the grain, you do not put a muzzle.
你让这个牛在劳力的时候呢，还有机会可以吃地上剩下来的掉的东西。
So as the oxen, you know, doing work, he can still eat the grain.
这是保罗讲的。
This is from Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要 也需要连续年长的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, we have to show mercy to the elder ones.
有时候我们真的没什么连续的感觉。
Sometimes you do not have the sense of being merciful.
对，像可能很多其他聚会都有这种，哎呀，你是全世界的传道人。
Maybe other places they have, you know, you're a full-time minister.
啊，那个同学。要新同学来了，赶快去接机啊！
There are new students, you know, go to the airport and receive them.
然后那个或是那个房间那边好久没扫了。
That room has not been tidied up for a long time.
花园没整理了。
The garden is kind of not taken care of.
反正你没其他工作啊，有时间可以做。
You do not have the work, you know, you have time to do it.
我们有时候有这种不太正常的想法。
Sometimes you have this abnormal kind of thoughts.
我记得在。我再五分钟哈，我早年的时候读戴德森弟兄的传记的时候
，earlier days I read the biography of Hudson Taylor。
对，我有个印象是他，那时候他单独一个人，他早上就出去传福音。
He was alone at that time, so he went out to preach the gospel.
有点像这个中国的内地农村，在那边到处走，然后跟人。碰到人传福音。
So in the villages in the inland, you know, he will go out and meet people and preach to them.
每天一大早就出门。
He went out there early in the morning.
晚上太阳下山之后回家。
And he came home after the sunset.
整个人都累瘫在那里。
So he was all exhausted.
然后他上面写说，因为太阳烈阳晒的缘故，身上起了很多水泡。
So he had a lot of kind of like boils. After being burned by the sun.
但是我们弟兄有一个连续人的一个品质。
But our brother has this quality of being merciful to others.
听说啊，只要有弟兄姊妹要找他谈话，请他在属灵上有点帮助的时候。
As long as brothers and sisters have need of to come to him for spiritual help.
你只要跟他一起坐下来。
As long as you, when you start to sit down with him,
你就会感觉他是全世界最有时间的人。
And you will feel that he is one who has the most time in the world.
他现在所有的时间都是给你的。
All his time is yours.
但其实他很忙。
But he was actually very busy.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做连续人。
This is called the one who shows mercy.
好，我盼望今天给弟兄姊妹一个印象。
I want to leave an impression on you.
我们是一批蒙了大怜悯的人。
We have received abundant mercy.
然后神也呼召我们每一个人，其实每个人都要学习做一个连续人的人。
God has called us, and we have to learn to be one who shows mercy.
我们也发现说，连续能够带进恩典。
We find that mercy can bring in grace.
然后带进真实生命的建造。还有供应
and bring in real building up of the life and supply of life.
我们愿意这样子往这个方向去学的话
if we are willing to work towards this,
这个人必蒙神的连续
this person will truly obtain mercy from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要把这句话看得太小了
Brothers and sisters, do not belittle this word.
我们的确，我们信主的时候是蒙了怜悯。
Indeed, when we receive the Lord, we have obtained mercy.
我们直到今天为止，我们有多少时候是软弱的
？Until this day, how many times we have been weak?
是对主冷淡，犯罪的。
And we grow cold toward the Lord, and we sin against God.
有多少时候我们觉得力不能支，走不下去呢
？And how often times we feel it's hard to keep going?
有多少时候我们在生活当中有各式各样的需要，我们有各样的这个。欠缺呢
？And oftentimes in our living we have we lack supply.
我们需要神的怜悯。
We need God's mercy.
所以连续人的呢，必蒙神的连续。
So those who are merciful will obtain mercy from God.
这是一件有福的事情。
This is a blessing.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你在千万人当中拣选了我们。
Thank you for choosing us out of millions.
主啊，我们今天能够说我们是蒙了怜悯、蒙了恩典的罪人。
Today we can say we are sinners who have obtained mercy and grace.
并且你要继续引导我们成为一个能够连续人的人。
And you continue to lead us to be one who is merciful unto others.
主啊，我们就跟你说，我愿意。
Lord, we tell you that we are willing.
主啊，我们愿意。
Lord, we are willing.
主啊，引导我们，叫我们越来越少顾念到我们自己。
Lead us in a way that we do not care about ourselves so much.
主啊，好叫我们在你手中，主啊，能够为你所用。
That we can be useful once before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.